This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, you will know that we have a load of merchandise to give away, and we are giving it away every day. We have loads of Opinions Matter portable travel mugs with our lovely Opinions Matter logo emblazoned on the front of it, and you could have one. Everyone wants one. Anytime I'm out, people are asking me for one, but there's only one way you can actually get one, and that's to listen to an episode of the podcast and win one. So on the last episode of Opinions Matter, we asked a very, very simple question, and I'm about to ring a winner to get the answer and give away a travel mug.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Kathy, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Kathy. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. Kathy, I'm ringing you because you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter portable travel mug. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
And on the last episode, we asked you a very simple question. Dublin Bus used to be called
CIE.
It was back in the day. It was just CIE.
It was back in the day,
CIE,
yeah.
CIE for everything, for the buses, for the trains, for everything. That is the right answer, Kathy. So I've good news for you.
Fantastic.
You've won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, which we will pop in the post to you today. Where do you listen to us?
Leash.
In Leash, in a lovely part of the country. What part of Leash are you in?
In Ballybritis.
Oh, Ballybritis, I know it well. Very good. Well, congratulations. You have just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. And Kathy, if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And if you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away at the end of this episode. We'll have a little silly question for you at the very end. So stay listening for your chance to win the mugs that money can't buy. Well, we actually did buy them. They cost us a bloody fortune.
70 cent. Really?
No, they weren't. Timu. No.
Timu mugs.
No,
that's all
they weren't.
There.
No. Much more expensive than that.
Now, I wanted, as you know, guys, I am very stingy, scabby, if you will. And I wanted to go for the 70 cent ones off Timo. But Adrian here.
Went all out.
Who controls the company purse strings.
Correct.
Said, let's go all out.
So all out, yep.
They are top quality.
Anyway, another opportunity for you to win.
Not dishwasher safe, though.
They are dishwasher safe.
Are they?
It even says it on the bottom, for God's sake. Dishwasher safe.
I didn't even know it was writing on the bottom. Of the... Let's see.
It actually says top shelf dishwasher safe is what it says.
They always put them on the top shelf.
Yeah. Okay, there you
Thank
go.
You.
Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Breda has been in contact with us, and Breda is not at all happy. Now, Breda's actually been on this program in the past, and I would describe Breda as a religious person. That's the best way I can describe her. Anyway, have a listen to this. You ask people regularly to send in topics, so here is mine, and it's a good debate, writes Breda. It's communion time, and there's kids in my estate all making their communions. My problem is they are from non-religious families. The kids are never in mass. I know because my daughter is in their class. I never see their parents in mass, yet I go every week, so why are they making a big deal out of communions? If you don't bring your children to mass, if you're not religious, you don't believe in God, you have no business letting them make their Holy Communion. You are hypocrites. Adrian and Jeremy, why not highlight this? And that's from a lady called Breda. And Breda, absolutely, we will highlight it. And that's our conversation for this episode of Opinions Matter. If you are not religious, if you allow your children to make their first Holy Communion, you are an absolute hypocrite, says Breda.
Only on a previous podcast, I was talking about my daughter's shopping for a dress already, and it's not till next year. Now, we gave... I'm just saying this from the start, guys. I'm not making this about me. This is not about me. If you want to come on and bash me and call me a hypocrite, you can feck off. I'm not in the mood today. So this is not about me.
But I hate to say this.
No, because I'm not the
only one. It is about people like you.
Yeah, but it's not just... Yeah, but it's not about me.
No,
personally.
You're not the only one, no.
In fact, it's the vast majority. But we gave all of our kids an option. So when I was a kid, I didn't have an option. Religion was forced upon me as a child. I was dragged to Mass every Sunday kicking and screaming. Didn't want to go. And I was told I was making my communion and confirmation again. That wasn't a choice. I was just told it's your confirmation and it's your communion. It was never a choice. We've done it slightly differently.
Why did you want a choice?
But it's always nice to give people a choice.
Why did you not like it? Did you not like making your communion and confirmation?
It's always nice to have a choice, regardless. But anyway, we're doing things slightly differently. And one of our kids has already made his communion. He made his communion a couple of years ago. We gave him the choice. We said, you don't have to make it if you don't want to. And he said, yes, I do. I want to dress up and I want to wear my weights that day. And I want to get loads of money to buy PlayStation games. So he was allowed to.
And he goes to Mass then, obviously, every week since then.
No, we're not a religious family. As you know, I'm agnostic.
Yeah.
My wife would, in fact, well, everybody's agnostic when you think about it.
What do you mean everyone's agnostic?
Every single person that we talk in this podcast today is agnostic.
Meaning?
Well, you know what agnostic means? That you cannot prove that there's a God that exists. So everybody is agnostic, yeah?
Okay.
Well, you're agnostic.
Well, I'm not religious,
you can't prove that God exists.
No, of course
you
can't.
So you're agnostic. So we're all agnostic. But we don't practice religion in our house. We have given our daughter, our middle child is up next year for communion. We've asked her, listen, you don't have to make it if you don't want to. And she said, yeah, I do want to make it because she wants to get a lovely dress. And I suppose every girl wants to dress up for the day and stuff like that. Are we hypocrites?
Have you explained what First Holy Communion is?
No, that's not my job. That's the teacher's job.
The teacher's job?
Yeah, that's all done in...
You're the parent. Have you not explained to your child that First Holy Communion is a sacrament in the Catholic Church?
No,
it's the next stage after baptism.
No,
after that is confirmation.
No, the same way I didn't teach her what algebra is. That's what the teacher's gig is. My job is not to teach... my kids, that's the school's job.
So basically, for you and for your kids, Holy Communion is just a party. Lots of free money and a nice bit of clothes. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Why, what's
that? I have to be honest, I agree with Breda because...
Oh, sorry, what's Adam saying here? Everybody isn't agnostic, for fuck's sake. Well, they are, Adam.
Okay, let's not bog down over a word. I think... To be honest with you,
it's not about me.
When I hear,
it's not about
me. I know I'm people like you. Oh, when I hear,
which is everybody, by the way.
This isn't just a birthday party.
By the way, my mum goes to Mass every, just for clarity here, my mum goes to Mass every single week because she's part of that generation that was brainwashed. And I often tell her, you know, she still doesn't eat meat on a Good Friday and stuff like that.
Good for her, yeah.
And I tell her it's not her fault. She was brainwashed from an early age. And I've regularly asked her, she goes to 11 o'clock Mass, I think, on a Sunday, and I've asked her, are there any kids in the church? She says, you'd be hard-pressed to find a child in church. So no communion kids are going to Mass.
That furthers Breda's argument,
yeah,
that it is the ultimate in hypocrisy.
Well, then it's up to the
because
church.
It's up to the church. Okay, First Holy Communion isn't just a birthday party, okay?
Yeah.
It's actually a symbolic event within the Catholic Church that you're enrolling your kids for, okay?
Yeah.
It is the first time you receive the body of Christ. That's what the ceremony is about. And how you could let a child... go through that when you not only do you not believe in the church, you don't believe in anything, and in fact you actively discourage people like your mother from going to mass.
No, I didn't discourage
her. In God's name would you let a child go and take the body of Christ for the first time?
Because it doesn't really mean a hell of a lot to most kids. It honestly does. And if you did think it does,
well then why not just have a big party?
Both of your kids.
Why not just have a big party?
So you forget both of your kids made their communion.
Yeah. 30 years ago,
because I was around for it.
Yeah.
And neither of them are religious.
Yeah, I know that.
They are.
I agree.
Anti-religious, actually.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So there you go.
But as a result, my son, for example, is getting married later this year. He's not getting married in a church because he doesn't believe in it.
That's okay. That's
but again, you actually did get married in the church and you don't believe in it.
But when he has kids, they'll probably be baptised and christened and make their communion.
Okay, I'd like to hear from you.
It's a day out for the kids.
You could have a day out and just have a party. Ah. Just have a piss-up party. Invite all the relatives around. Our number is 085-825-2626. Breda believes that parents who allow their children to make their first Holy Communion without any religious belief themselves, who don't continue the religious teaching for their children, are absolute hypocrites and they should stop. And we would like to hear from you. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me kick off with this voice note from Dave.
What's the story, lads? To be a fiery one today. I don't know why some people get their knickers in a twist over this so much. I mean, you know, if your kid is making their communion, you should bring it to mass. Or at the very least, just admit you're only doing it for the day out and the money for the kid. You know, don't be such a fucking hypocrite. I mean, look, I'm not religious. I've no time for organized religion, but show one to their kids brought up that way. It didn't really fucking bother me in any way, shape, or form. So once my small fella, you know, starts primary school, we'll start going to mass maybe once a month, and if he's into the whole God and Jesus thing, you know, and if he wants to make his communion, cool. If he doesn't want to make his communion, that's A1 too. You know, I've no issues with it at all, but like, don't be going on about kids' communions and doing this and doing that, and we're having the day out, and then thumbing your nose at the ceremony as well. You know, it is hypocrisy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jody, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jody?
Hiya.
Now, Jody, what's your opinion on this? You are a hypocrite if you allow your children to make their communion when you have no religious belief at all. What do you say to Breda, who sent us in that message?
Yeah, I don't think like you need to go to church to believe in God. Like, you don't, like, why do you need to go to church just to have a belief in like the religion or whatever? You can learn at home, you can pray at home, you can tell your children about it at home. It's not all about a party, or I didn't have a party for my kids. Like, it's not all about the money either. I asked my kids personally, did they want to make their communion, and told them about it and whatever like that.
Okay, so they were given the choice, and did they decide to make their communion then?
Yeah. But I've also learned them about God from like young, and like learned them myself in the church. It's not fun for kids. They're not going to sit there and listen to like someone like on the altar. Like, it does. It's not fun for the kids, and they're not going to sit still when, you know.
Okay, so mass is boring, but sure, the mass when you're making your Holy Communion is equally as boring. So why would you put a child through that?
Because like to make their communion, like why should they not make their communion? If it passes, then they can never make it, and then that was like that parents like doing in that if they didn't bring them to make their communion.
Like, and, you want, and like, as a matter of interest, why did your kids want to make their communion?
Because they believe in God.
Because they believe in God, okay.
Yeah.
And, Jeremy, why did your kids want to make their communion? Because they believe in God, is it?
Well, they do believe in God because I haven't, again, it's up to them to decide. We've given them free rein. If they, I've told my kids that I don't believe in God, or, well, certainly that I don't, I've no proof that God exists, which nobody does. But I said to them, if you want to believe in God, that's completely up to you. I don't force my beliefs on my kids. So they're making it for whatever. If you look deep down, most kids are only making it for the day out and for the money and stuff like that. So if you said to,
how does a child know to, like, that's not what kids think about, like, what it's all about when they're learning about in school. The kids are learning about this as soon as they go into school, all the religion, all the songs, all the things. that they know what it's all about. It's not just their mothers aren't saying you're going to make your communion for the money on the day out. That's not what the kids think it is. They like that's all integrated into school, and they're all trying to get rid of it now for like people like you saying it's all about this and that. But, like, why should
I have to say, Jodie, a lot of people would have more respect for you because at least you're saying your children believe in God. At least you're saying that you teach them. Do you teach them about God?
Everyone, like, most Irish homes grow up, like, learning about and, like, the prayers and things like that. And it's in a lot of Irish families.
So do you say prayers together with your kids?
Yeah, like, good night prayers at night time.
All right,
like,
no, very good.
In the morning and thanking God do you say
good night prayers with your kids?
None of your business.
Because you don't.
No, all I'm...
Because I know fucking well you don't.
I'm not answering the question, but I know when
but I know you don't. You don't kneel down beside the bed with your kids saying prayers.
I had to say prayers before bed when I was a kid.
I would have a bit more respect for Jodie. At least she has some Christianity in her life.
I'm a very Christian person. I do a lot of Christian things. A lot of
Christian things?
Yes, as in I'm kind to other people. I'm kind to strangers. That is a Christian trait, by the way, to be kind to strangers, to do good things for other people.
But what's the point when you don't believe in any of it?
No, but you can still be a good person.
Okay, Jodie, do you agree then? This lady who contacted us, she's talking about people going to Mass or not going to Mass, more to the point. Your argument is Mass is boring for kids, but they have made their communion and they did that. But we talk about God and we say prayers. Is that your point?
Yeah, like there's other ways of doing it. Like I went to Bible camps when I was younger. There's after school things to like learn about it. If you look around your area, there is things that you can go to that I went to when I was younger to learn in a fun way about God. And it doesn't have to be in the bar and Mass that like everyone just thinks that you have to go to because that's what they did years ago. But that's why like kids probably wouldn't be interested in it. But most Irish families, like you'd grow up hearing about God, you know all about it. So Christmas and everything, like it's all...
And would you even bring your kids to Mass at Christmas?
No, I wouldn't bring them to Mass at Christmas because... Like it's Christmas Day and I'm going to my family and all, but we learn the kids what it's about and like that it's about God and things like that. It doesn't have to be for that, but I still let them know like Easter is about God, Christmas is about God. Like that's what it's mainly about, isn't it?
Okay, but I would have a bit more respect for somebody like you. At least you have some godliness in your kids' lives, and they understand that their first Holy Communion is about God. Is that right?
I think most Irish families do that, though.
No, I don't. Like, I don't actually agree with you. I'll be honest. I think an awful lot of parents let their kids make their communion and don't really give a rat's arse what it's about. It's just a day out for the kids, a nice dress or a nice bit of clobber for the young fellas, and
100%. By the way, you're dead right.
A party and some money. That's really all it is. Do kids think twice about the fact that they're receiving the body of Christ for the first time?
No, not at all.
But what's the point in getting married as well then? Like if you're actually going in that rabbit hole, like it's all connected, like all of the celebrations
you can get married and not get married in the church. You can get married in a civil ceremony.
No, but it
mainly was to do with God and bringing two people together.
Believe it or not, over 50% of people don't get married in churches anymore.
Well, I agree with Jodie on this one. This is where I agree with Jodie. Marriage is one of the seven sacraments. Okay, so its history is in religion, okay?
Yeah.
Marriage is, yeah? And then in the last few years, they've kind of made it non-religious, as in getting married in a registry office or something like that. But it's still one of the seven sacraments of the church is married. So why would...
You don't get married to fulfill a sacrament. You get married to devote your life to the person you're with.
You can devote your life without getting married.
No, you can. I agree.
Absolutely.
Stay there for a second, Jodie. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Send us a WhatsApp or preferably a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this to 0858252626. Joanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanne?
I'm good, and you?
Great, Joanne, thank you. What did you want to say on this? Are people who aren't particularly religious hypocrites for allowing their kids to make their communion?
Well, I don't think so, but I think the biggest hypocrite is the church itself. Because, first of all, from the very beginning, the church, you're not supposed to have children out of wedlock.
That's very true.
Who christens a child that's out of wedlock?
The priest, yep.
The priest. So they're going against their own teachings. So they're the ones who start it. So
I do agree with you. 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, a priest would have had a major problem christening a child that was born out of wedlock. Yeah. They don't anymore. But I think it's because they've been left with no choice.
But you see priests like holding
Christ.
They also hold funerals for dead criminals, like literally drug lords, scumbag criminals who've been shot in gangland killings, and they hold a funeral for them and say what a nice person they are on the altar. John was a lovely person. He was led down the wrong road. So you are right. The church are hypocrites. And not only that, Joanne, they take money from us. To get married in the church, yes, you actually have to pay the money. So they're bloody bankrolling.
To christen a child, you have to pay money. To do anything in the church, you have to pay money.
Well, yeah, but I would argue that, you know, it has to pay for itself. It has to... it costs money to run a church. It costs money to run...
That's not a business.
It went from one collection in a master too, and then you have the envelopes every month.
Okay, well then, therefore, why would you want to be any part of an organisation like that? Why would you want children to be making their communion, for example?
I'm a weird Catholic, right? But, like, I don't practice religion myself. My kids got a communion, because you know what? It's tradition. It's tradition now more than it is about the religion.
But it's only a tradition for people who are Catholic. It wouldn't be a tradition for a Muslim.
I am Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic. I'm Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. I don't go to Mass every Sunday. I don't go to Mass at all. I go to Mass if there's a funeral or something like that and go. But other than that, I don't go. I'm not a practicing Catholic. And a priest once told us, come into the school and said, you don't have to go to Mass to be Catholic.
You know, I'm sure you don't.
You know, one little thing.
Okay, but...
So Rita, with her little curtain twitching there, knowing what everybody's religion is, how does she know what they do to support their religion?
I don't know.
But
let me just go back to the point that you were making there a minute ago, that the church are a crowd of hypocrites, they always look for money, blah, 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 blah. Why would you want your child to have anything to do with a church like that, if that's how you feel about it?
Nothing to do with the church, but it's tradition. I'm saying as it is, it's tradition. That's what it is.
I agree with you, it's tradition.
My kids are in school. No, hold on. My kids are in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're preparing all of the kids for communion confirmation. Okay? So why wouldn't I let my child be involved? Why would I take them away from it? Let them be involved in it. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me anyway. I've no feelings towards it or against it. I don't care. But let my kids be involved in it.
Say for example your first Holy Communion is a very significant thing in the Catholic Church because it is the first time a child is allowed to receive the body of Christ. Okay, so it's a very significant ceremony in the Catholic Church. But if you don't believe in any of that, why would you possibly let them go through with it? Why not have a bar mitzvah for the child?
And the kids are in school. Why would I get my kids excluded when I've no real feeling towards it anyway? Why would I exclude my kids?
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Joanne. Our number is 085-825-2626. Martin!
Afternoon, lads. As I said before when we spoke about subjects like this, you know, communions, confirmations, they're more of a cultural thing. People do it for cultural reasons more than religious reasons. It's not about religion to the kids. Most of them, I would imagine. There are one or two. But it is more for a cultural thing. Because all their friends are doing it. Everyone's doing it. It seems to be the dumb thing to do. Like myself, I'm a self-confessed bouncy castle Catholic. I don't go to church, but my eldest fella has confirmation and communion done. We'll have communion this time next year with my youngest fella. So, you know, and I can understand then why people who are staunch Catholics and are very religious get annoyed and pissed off when they see these people just coming to church for the first time probably ever and making a big deal out of it when they're not there on a Sunday anyway. So that's my thoughts on it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm good.
Now, Chloe, Breda is the lady who contacted us. You are hypocrites if you're not religious, but you let your kids make their first Holy Communion. What do you want to say on this?
I agree with her, because some people are saying in the comments on Facebook, we don't need to go to Mass. That is the Protestant faith. We have Eucharist. The First Communion is the first time the child takes Eucharist. It's not something meaningless. Matthew 19:14, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Not bringing your kids to Mass goes against everything to do with the Catholic faith. So why bother? Why do you care? Give your kid a day out. Finish the lower level of primary school. You've done second class. You're moving up to the senior school now. Let's have a party. Don't do the communion.
So, and as you could hear from a lot of our callers, Chloe, the reason they're happy enough to, the reason the kids want to do it is because all their friends are, and it's a party, and they get lots of money, and they get nice clothes. You believe that that's totally wrong, the totally wrong reason to be doing it.
Exactly. Like, why bother with the whole thing? You're going to get dressed up, have a nice day. You can do that without making communion. If you're staunchly against Catholicism, like Jeremy beside you, don't bother.
And that's the point I've been trying to make. Like,
I'm not doing it for me, Chloe. I'm doing it for my kids. My kids want to do it, so I'm not going to force. I'm not going to force it on them.
But they want to do it for all the wrong reasons.
Doesn't matter. People do
like
things.
There's OCIA.
It doesn't matter what
reason. As an adult,
how does it affect anyone that's Catholic or practicing Catholic? How does it affect them if my child hangs up with the church or not? Like, how does it affect their life?
It's basically cultural appropriation. You're mocking a religion. You don't believe in it. Well, you don't believe in it.
I'm not going in there and mocking anything. I'm sitting there in the church and being with
people. It doesn't mean anything to you. That's a mockery of it, because it's so important to us Catholics. Because I'm a Catholic, and it's offensive for somebody to just go along with my faith for the sake of it.
You don't own the church. You don't own the church.
The church is open to everyone.
You don't own it.
The church is open to everyone. Why are you going if you don't believe in it?
Attending that church.
You need to take a breath and breathe.
No, what are you going to do if a Protestant church, Protestant person enters that church to celebrate a communion with
the kids? No Protestant is going to a Catholic church to celebrate communion.
How do you know?
Because the Protestant, that's the whole point. They protest against Rome.
But a family could be Protestant and be in there celebrating family. What are you going to do then?
They celebrate in family, but they won't partake in the Eucharist. That's the whole point. They protest against Rome.
They're still in the church. And they're celebrating with the family.
Should they not go because
of Protestants? They're going there to celebrate a communion for a Catholic child.
But we're not talking about Protestants going to church. We're talking about people like you who bring their kids and nothing to them.
You've just said to me it's because you're Catholic and I'm not practicing Catholic. You're not Catholic.
No, that never came out of my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. I never said a thing like that. No, I didn't say you're not Catholic.
I'm mocking. You said I'm mocking your religion by being there.
I said it is making a mockery of my religion when people bring their children to communion and say it's meaningless, which is what you said. That is mocking Catholicism.
Yes, yeah, so how is it going through the church not mocking it? So what's the problem there?
You should have a
I was raised Catholic.
There's never Protestants in
their
mass because they have a separate church.
Okay, Chloe, like we said, the majority of parents allowing their kids to make First Holy Communion are those hypocrites who don't genuinely believe in God, don't believe in the church. In fact, in some cases, like with Jeremy, actually despise the church, despise what it stands for.
I don't despise the church.
You do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Jeremy, you do nothing but tear down the Catholic Church. As I told you last time, you wouldn't speak to a man called Muhammad the way you speak to me.
Why? What way did I speak to you?
A few weeks ago, we were speaking about Catholicism and you had up Kyle and his video. Kyle knew nothing about it.
Oh, sorry, the young fella that makes the video. If you remember correctly, I said in that same podcast that I admire what he's doing. I don't support the Catholic Church, but I admire that he's trying to spread a bit of...
You've got a few bad memories and a few bad men and women in this country and around the world that were not acting in the interest of the Catholic Church, pulling you away from your faith.
I don't need faith. Again, I'm agnostic like you are agnostic.
Jeremy, you can't believe nothing came from nothing.
But we're not getting into that. But I'm saying I'm agnostic and you're agnostic. We're both the same.
I'm not agnostic.
Yes, you are agnostic.
I believe in God.
That's not what agnostic means. Agnostic means that you cannot prove the existence of a higher being. You can't prove it. You literally have no proof.
You can't disprove it, though.
You can't bring a suitcase into me tomorrow with the evidence. I'm a God.
Well, I believe if you look at Eucharistic miracles, you'll find God there.
Okay, and we're kind of getting off the point here, Chloe. Chloe, and I do remember talking to you on the previous episode of the podcast. So what do you say then to anybody listening to us right now? And there are many parents who feel the exact same way that you do. Feel the exact same way as previous callers. It's a day out. It's a lovely dress for the girls, and it's a few bob for the kids. What do you say to those people who allow their children?
Have a different type of party. That same day, book the hall, get your kid a nice dress. Doesn't have to be white. Celebrate your child.
No, Chloe, the church needs hypocrites like us to fill their doors because nobody else is filling their doors.
But you're only filling the doors for one day.
Sitting mass, and my son is non-verbal and 3.5 years of age and can sit in mass and doesn't find it all that interesting, but doesn't find it that
But Jeremy, sorry, you're saying you're filling the church. You're filling the church for one day. You don't bother your whole going the rest of the time.
Sorry, you, Adrian. You're not religious and
I never said it was.
You go to funerals, christenings, bar mitzvahs.
Obviously, I'm going to go to a bloody funeral.
No, I'm just saying, but that's hypocrisy.
No, it's not. Somebody died and they choose to get buried from a church. I'll go to it.
No, because they don't know if you're... So I would say to people like yourself, Adrian, you are the biggest hypocrite of the lot because you are a non-believer. You're non-religious. But you will go to a funeral.
I respect people's right to believe.
Sorry, I've never bad-mouthed Chloe. Chloe, I completely respect... Chloe's right.
I've had problems with you, Jeremy, over this. Very, very rude to me the last time for only defending my faith. And then through somebody bringing up the Magdalene laundries at me. I was an unmarried mother up until 3 years ago.
I don't have a problem with you practicing your faith at all, okay?
So what's your problem with somebody going to a funeral?
I have a problem with it being shoved down my throat. That you
have
to...
shoving it down your throat. People keep bringing up the schools are brainwashing children. They're Catholic schools you're sending your kids to. That's your choice.
Yeah.
I don't think my children are being brainwashed. As I said, we've given our children free rein to believe in whatever they want.
But do your children attend a Catholic school or are they in an educate together?
No, Catholic school.
Well, then you're a hypocrite. Why are you sending your children to be indoctrinated by the churches?
When there is the alternative educate
very
together school.
Very large, and it's a great school they go to, and it doesn't shove religion down there. It's not like... you know, Enoch Burke.
But that's because parents keep coming in and taking away from Catholic parents in Catholic schools.
I've met all the teachers. None of them are like Enoch Burke. I wouldn't want Enoch Burke teaching my kids. Because
Enoch Burke is not a Catholic. He's a Protestant.
I'm not saying he is Catholic, but I'm saying I wouldn't want...
But we're talking about Catholicism today, and a lot of people think Christianity just is solely Catholic.
Let me ask you, Chloe. Do you believe that parents should think twice before allowing their kids to make their Holy Communion?
Right now in this country, Jeremy, the Department of Education have sent out a thing on Catholic teachings in school. What I would say to those parents is, if you are unhappy with Catholicism being taught in your school, remove your child. Don't send them to Catholic schools because they will make their communion. They will be taught about Jesus. They will be confirmed because that is it. And people saying, well, babies can't confirm to being baptised. That is confirmation. You repeat your baptism vows.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a sacrament in the Catholic Church. Now, if you are not a Catholic, why are you sending your kids, first of all, to a Catholic school and then to make their communion?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you, Chloe. At this stage, I don't understand why people would do that myself. Would you let your child make their bar mitzvah? No, probably not, because it's a Jewish thing and you're not a Jewish person. Why do you let your kids make their communion when you're not a Catholic person? I just don't get it. I can't get my head around that at all.
People tell us it's cultural and it's traditional. That may be so, but it's because Irish was a staunchly Catholic country.
Yes, it was. It was for many, many years.
But it's coming back true now. Like, I see it in church every week. There is more people coming. There are younger folks coming, like Kyle, like everyone else. I mean, I'm 32 next Tuesday, and I will be in mass at a Saturday night vigil every week.
Actually, lads, if you know your history, Ireland was traditionally a pagan country.
Before we were taken over by an occupier, before Christianity landed on our shoulders.
No, I'm just saying, originally we were a pagan country, and in fact, most of the religious ceremonies and religious days are actually have got pagan background.
Do you know where the term holiday comes from, Jeremy?
No.
Holy day.
That is literally where the word comes from.
So I'm going on my...
It's a holy day.
You're going on your holy days, yeah.
To Spain. I'm going on my holy days to Spain.
But that's literally where
the
word...
No, that's a vacation. You have bank holidays, which were bank holy days.
So have you a problem with my children making their communions and confirmations?
I have no problem with your children doing it. I have a problem with you getting on here and then saying, oh, well, my kids just do it because they want to, because it's for money for PlayStation. Why let them? Why let them grow up to be hypocrites?
Well, it's not. It's
why are you teaching them?
Teaching them what?
By the way,
in letting them do that.
I just gave an example of what is a fantastic ceremony, a bar mitzvah. It's your coming of age. Why don't you let Luke do his bar mitzvah now?
Because he's not Jewish.
He's not Catholic either.
But he's not Catholic, so.
Well, no,
what's the difference?
He is Catholic. He was baptized, so he's baptized Catholic. That's what he is. Anyway,
but you do nothing to instill
this
that.
This is not about my kids.
It is about people like you.
No.
You're one of the prime examples of this, and you have a massive voice on this podcast to reach out to people, and you're basically saying communion is a joke just to get money for PlayStation games.
No, that's exactly what he said.
No, what I said is that's how kids view it. That's not what
no,
I said.
No, it's not how kids view it. It's how you taught your children to view it. It's because my kids don't think like that.
Okay, so when your young fella said, I want to make my communion to get money for PlayStation games, did you not correct him and say, well, actually, no, Luke, it's actually a religious day?
No, because
it's significant.
No, because it saved me the hassle of buying them PlayStation games. So there you go, he's getting PlayStation.
So you're a hypocrite.
Yes, we're all. Sorry, the Catholic Church is the biggest hypocrites of the lot. Biggest hypocrites.
No, they're not. The Catholic Church is not just random men, Jeremy. It is the only church founded by Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh.
Stay there for a second, Chloe. Our number is 0858252626.
Sorry, am I being respectful to Chloe here? Or?
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment?
At the moment, yeah.
I'm not going to be disrespected. And I apologise if I was in the previous podcast. I have no problem with Chloe being Catholic, no problem with her having faith or whatever. I think faith's a lovely thing to have. I'm just one of those people that as I got older, I realised if I want to believe in something, I want proof of it. In the same way, if I said to you, Chloe, if I met you along the street and I said I have a monkey in my pocket, would you believe I had a monkey in my pocket? No, you wouldn't. You would say to me, show me the monkey in your pocket or I'm not going to believe it. So I don't have blind faith. And for someone
Well, actually, the more you go on about it, the more sick I actually find it, to be honest, that you are allowing your kids to go to a thing where they have to take the body of Christ into their mouth. That's literally what the ceremony is.
It's a bit of bread. It's a bit of bread.
Oh, but it's not, you see.
But it is. I don't believe that a piece of bread...
Why would you even let them have the piece of bread?
I don't believe that a piece of bread that was made in a bakery is the body of Christ. And in fact, I don't think Protestants even believe that, do they?
Protestants don't take Holy Communion.
Yeah, because they don't believe that that is the body of Christ. And you're sitting here making out that you're Enoch Burke's dad all of a sudden.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm merely pointing out the absolute...
But you're not religious either.
I didn't say I was.
But your kids have been baptised and made their
communion. Many, many years ago. If I had it all over again, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have a say in it. Don't for one think you'd have a say in it.
Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Danny?
Lads, I'm on a bus and I had to jump on. I'm fuming over this topic today.
Say good afternoon to Father Kennedy there.
Shut up, Jeremy. Go on, Danny. What did you want to say?
First of all, a baptism, a communion and a confirmation is symbolic and ceremonial and it's nobody else's business. Like if you are an adult and you decided that you want to go through with being a Catholic, the first thing the church is going to say was, well, were you baptised? Had you made your Holy Communion? You're going to be pissed off that your parents didn't give you that avenue of option. You know what I mean? Like Chloe on an absolute rampage because people are, what is it to her if people go to church or not? Like, it doesn't matter. It won't affect her life. It doesn't make her any less of a Catholic. And another thing as well, like, you're not supposed to shut people out. You're supposed to welcome them into it. Like, that's not very Catholic, like, we're telling people they can only go if they commit to going every week to the church and everything. That's a load of crap.
Okay, Chloe, what do you say to that? What business is it of yours?
Because why are they sending their children to do sacraments that they don't believe in, that other people like myself do actually believe in, my kids believe in it? It makes kind of a mockery of what they're going through.
And well, you don't know what them kids are going to grow up to believe. You don't know what them kids are going to grow up to believe.
That's why OCIA exists. You can become a Catholic as an adult and have the sacraments. And by the way, baptism in any church is valid in the Catholic Church.
But it doesn't matter. When the kids are older and they feel that they have to go through everything that could have been done for them when they were younger, you're stripping them of an option. You're stripping them of
that. But this isn't about taking kids to Mass. Like, if you don't believe in it, why would you go to Mass to begin with? We're talking about people who do not believe in Catholicism at all.
So come here, I tell you, right? I have worked with elderly people and they can't go to Mass. So they're still highly religious. They don't go to Mass. They watch a YouTube ceremony. It's not any less of a symbolic ceremony. To them, they're in Mass.
But the whole point we're talking about today is the Eucharist, is the first communion.
They said it's hypocrisy to go to communion if you're not going to participate in Mass. Sorry, but let's
the first person to lead the first Mass was Judith, so
Just saying.
But if you look back, if you look back years ago, what about all them priests that got done for everything else, and we don't need to even open up that can of worms today? It wasn't very godlike.
I've spoken on this topic before on this very podcast. Yeah. I hope them people who abuse children, men and women, done it. I hope they are in the pits of hell.
But here's
nothing
the
should
thing,
save
though.
Anyone from molesting a child. I'm sorry, but I don't believe in a God. The reason I believe in God is because I believe those people won't be with me in the afterlife.
But people believe in the afterlife without believing that there's a priest in the middle of it all in a church.
Not the Catholic faith. We're talking about Catholicism today, not Christianity. Catholicism says you must eat the flesh and drink the blood to be saved.
Okay, Chloe, it's wine and it's a wafer. Calm down.
It's not a wafer. Look at the Eucharistic miracles in Buenos Aires, where the Holy Communion that was left in holy water bled. Not bread.
It's less, but it's still a wafer, and no one's going to die.
But it's still blood. Why did it bleed in Buenos Aires if it wasn't, if it was just bread? Why did the bread bleed?
It's a wafer, Chloe.
Why did scientists find blood from the left ventricle?
Again, Danny, if you think it's a wafer, that's fine. You believe that. But why in God's name would you encourage children to go and eat this wafer?
Nobody could possibly believe that the little piece of bread is actually the body of Christ. Just think about it.
Only one on the phone to me. Please look up the Eucharistic miracle of Buenos Aires.
The priest, when he's giving the wafer to the child, says the body of Christ.
Okay, yeah, but
which is symbolic.
Symbolic, Adrian.
It's not symbolic.
It is symbolic. Okay, well,
hang on.
According to my mum, her local church now does the body of Christ in gluten free version. So now that's how ridiculous we're getting now. So there's a gluten free version. That's the truth, by the way. To do gluten free.
So because the Catholic Church is welcoming of celiacs, we're wrong.
Ah, so well, no, that is good that you're including celiacs, but gluten free body of Christ. Just think
okay,
about that.
Okay, Danny. You were on the bus spitting bullets. What is your message to people like Chloe and to Breda, who sent in the original message, calling all parents who are non-religious, allowing their kids to make their communion, absolute hypocrites? Have a party for your kids instead.
I think they should wind their neck in, mind their own goddamn business, and just focus on their own prayers, because nobody knows why anyone attends church. People go for their own goddamn reasons, and sometimes you need to believe in something bigger than yourself, but it doesn't mean you need to go every week. It doesn't mean you need to believe everything that is spouted to you. Okay, I believe in God, but I don't believe in everything that's said about it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay, that's good. That's something, Danny, that you actually believe in God and you're able to say that. There are so many other parents, though, that will say, no, I don't even believe in God. Don't even believe in God.
I don't believe in half the crap that's said in church, so I don't go there. But I will go for the ceremony, because why should we miss out on a communion? Just because I don't believe in everything that is said in the church doesn't mean
absolutely.
I can't be happy to have a communion.
But the difference, Jeremy, the difference is at least she said she believes in a God. That's it.
Great, I'm delighted. But you're right, I remember my communion day still, and I remember exactly what I did. I went to the cinema with my parents. There was no such thing as big parties or renting out rooms and stuff like that. I have a great memory of the communion.
No, I do as well. I went to Dublin Airport to watch the planes.
Yeah, a little pair of white shorts, and I went to the cinema to see, I can't even remember, oh, it was The Karate Kid, actually. Went to the cinema to see The Karate Kid for my community, and that was my memory of the day. I have no recollection of the religious aspect of it, but I just think, you know, if people want to go, I don't know why people will be upset with me bringing my children to make their communion or confirmation.
As Chloe said, and Chloe, I have to say I agree with you.
Terrified to go against any church. Terrified.
You can have a party for your kids. I mean, that's really the fundamental point you're making, Chloe.
Buy them a nice outfit too. Don't forget the nice dress or the boys' gear. Like, let them wear what they want. Don't stick them in a stuffy communion too. Half the boys hate them.
Yep, no, I agree. Stay with me for a second, Chloe. Our number 085-825-2626. If you would like to give us your opinion on this, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Just for Jeremy real quick. Jeremy, do you know how we know God is real? Because I read about him in a book in school. Isn't that the kind of logic you were always banging on about? That's what I read about him, in a book that they had in school when I was a kid. So it must be true. Jeremy Logic 101. Have a great show, boys.
Sorry, I'll
throw that right back at you, Jonathan. I read in a book in school when I was a kid about the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny ain't real, Jonathan. So not everything you read in the book is real.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Eddie.
I laugh, Adrian, when the only argument your woman can put up is it's tradition. What a load of bollocks. You don't believe in religion. You never take your kids to fucking mass. If you ask them the Ten Commandments, they wouldn't know the fucking arse from their elbow. But you let them be indoctrinated into a fucking a religion that you don't believe in. If that's the case, why don't you let them do a bar mitzvah or fucking become a Protestant? No, because you don't believe in it. Like, I don't believe in something, so therefore I don't do it. Don't force it onto your kids, something that you don't believe. You're saying it's tradition. Well, it was also tradition years ago in Ireland not to eat fucking good meat on a Friday. But I bet you don't fucking adhere to that.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, I think the majority of you are all just plastic Catholics. Absolute plastic Catholics.
Are you a Catholic?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, well, fair play to you. Because I was about to say, I always find it a bit hypocritical when members of the LGBTQ community go to Mass. You're literally going to a building that doesn't recognise you as people, that shuns you, and that have been...
Oh, but I stopped being a Catholic long before I became a lesbian, Jeremy.
I assume you were born a lesbian.
No, but you know what I mean, before you realised.
Before you realised, okay.
Yeah, that being said, a lot of kids do just stay for the party and the money and all. Why is that? Because parents are putting in their heads like, oh yeah, you're going to have a great day out, it's going to be a big bash-up. No one actually tells them why they're making the sacraments for.
I agree, and this is the point that I've been trying to make all along, Jess, that... We should be telling our kids the significance of, for example, the day in the church where you're queuing up behind your friends to take the body of Christ into your mouth. Now,
by the way, lads, you don't need religion to be a nice person. In fact, some of the most
absolutely
not. Who said you did?
Who said you did?
No, but I'm just saying, people always equate the two, that, you know, you have to be a, you know, as it was called back in the day, you know, a God fearing person. If you look at two of the most disgusting human beings, in my opinion, at the moment, Russell Brand and Conor McGregor, both men who've recently, inverted commas, found God. They both found God. God, you hear McGregor? God is our saviour. God is our saviour. God is Ireland's saviour.
Jeremy, when Conor McGregor says that, it's because he's looking in the mirror. Let's be honest. When he's saying he found God, it's because he looked at himself in the mirror and thinks he is God.
No, I think he genuinely has found God. But I'm saying a lot. And you look at most of Trump's supporters in America, yeah, who are despicable human beings. Yeah, Trump. Most of
them. And what did he do? He made an AI image portraying himself as a healer, portraying himself as God. Do you not see the connection here? Do you not see the two dots coming together?
Yeah, no, absolutely, and a lot of people feel.
We're not talking about Russell Brand or Donald Trump or Conor McGregor. We're not talking about those idiots. I want to focus on the plastic Catholics.
So what? What is your message then?
And they don't even go to mass.
What is your message to those parents who allow their children to make their Holy Communion, even though they themselves have lost all faith in the church?
Just hold your hands up and say, "Yeah, I'm a giant hypocrite. I'm not doing it for the right reasons." Because that's what you're doing, and you're pushing it on your kids and making them do it for the wrong reasons as well.
And a lot of people say, it's none of your business. My kids want the day out. They'll be really, really happy. They'll have a great day.
They want a day out. Okay, bring them to the zoo. Bring them to the zoo. Bring them out into town and let them buy whatever they want. Why do you feel the need that they need to make a sacrament in a church that you don't even believe in? Because a lot of people have actually been saying, oh, well, I don't care. I don't believe, blah, blah, blah. Then why are you making your children do
because
it?
Because, Jeremy, Dixon. Oh, Jesus. This is not about me. But
no,
just,
but again, Jeremy.
You are the textbook definition.
You're a great example of exactly what this conversation...
You went to your goddaughter's or your granddaughter's christening a couple of weeks ago.
My grandson's christening.
Your grandson's christening a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't make the decision to get the child christened.
Adrian, hang on. That reminds me. So hang on, Jeremy. You said, Adrian, you go to funerals, blah, blah, blah. I know, I'm not a believer, I just told you that. So you're telling me about your logic, I shouldn't have gone to my granny or granddad's funeral. Is that what you're saying?
That is his logic.
Yeah, boycott us. Boycott us.
So I shouldn't have gone to my granny or granddad's funeral because I don't believe it. You're actually saying that to me.
Well, you're calling me a hypocrite. What you did was actually hypocritical as well.
It's not. Yes, it is. Hang on for a second.
No, it wasn't. What I did was I went to someone I loved dearly and I went to their fucking funeral. So if you're actually trying to tell me that I'm a hypocrite for that, then you can...
The difference here is, Jeremy, I go to a, say, a Catholic church funeral because I respect the person's wish to be to have their funeral in a Catholic church.
So
okay?
every person,
so
might,
I respect
sorry,
that wish. So of, I'm going to go along with that. Similarly,
sorry, most of the funerals I've been at have not been for people who were even practicing Catholics. They just
that's their call. That's their call. Similarly, my daughter and her partner chose to.
Were you requested at these funerals? Did the person before they all passed away request, I want Adrian Kennedy at the funeral?
You're being absolutely stupid now to say people should be boycotting funerals.
Absolutely not.
And similarly, my grandson's christening a few weeks ago, that was my daughter and her partner's
decision.
Should
have boycotted it.
Don't be so fucking stupid.
Have a backbone,
clown of a man.
Have a backbone.
No, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool.
David is
commenting on what Chloe was saying earlier on.
Sorry, lads, just a quick one there. If you could ask Chloe, she's mad into the religion there, about her bleeding bread and, you know, stuff like that. That Adam and Eve were apparently the first people on Earth. Then why did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make you think, absolutely. David, thanks very much indeed for your message. Daniel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Daniel?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, Daniel. Thanks very much indeed for listening to Opinions Matter in Australia. What did you want to say on this conversation?
Load of bullshit religion.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. I don't think Jeremy's going to argue with that. What's your view then on parents allowing their kids to make their first Holy Communion even though they don't believe in it?
Shouldn't be a case. It's pushed down you in school anyways. And if you went to a terrible school like I did, it's forced down your neck.
In what way was it forced down your neck?
Oh, taking out religion books every day and reading about religion Monday to Friday.
Do you resent that?
Yeah.
And do you have children yourself?
No. Nope.
If and when you do have children, if you were to have children, would you want them to make their first Holy Communion?
No.
No. Okay. Because you have gone away from the church that was that you were brainwashed with as a young one, and you don't want to do that to your own children.
Oh, 100%. And, it is brainwashing.
Okay, and for the parents listening to us right now who are allowing their kids to make their first Holy Communion, even though they have they've as little faith as you have, what do you say to those parents?
Do what you do, but I don't know. It's just, I find it brainwashing. It's just like any school, they just teach you what they want to you to believe, and half the stuff you get taught in school you don't need in life.
are those parents hypocrites?
You could say that, yes.
Well, if you want to talk about hypocrites, the biggest hypocrites, as far as I'm concerned, this is just my opinion, by the way, the biggest hypocrites are the evangelical and fundamental Christians in America. They are the most hateful people. Have you ever seen the videos?
What's the point you're making?
I'm just saying they're hypocrites. There's hypocrites in every walk of life.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Religious people are hypocrites a lot of the time. You see the videos of these MAGAs in America, yeah, who believe in God and they go to a Baptist church 7 days a week, and they're telling Trump to bomb the fuck out of Iran, bomb every bastard in Iran. That's not Christian.
But what has that got to do with First Holy Communion?
I'm talking about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy works both ways, and I'm saying a lot of religious people are actually hypocrites as well.
I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Chloe.
Adrian, Chloe here, just to answer that man. We all have one common ancestor's DNA. It's called the mitochondrial gene. It's also called the Eve gene. So we all came from one person, which further proves Adam and Eve.
No, I'm sorry.
Chloe. I'm not even going to...
I can't buy that.
Can't buy that myself.
So is Chloe now saying that she doesn't believe in cavemen, the caveman?
Chloe, we...
No, but hang on. There's science.
Respect her beliefs.
I do, but
respect
science,
her beliefs. Move on.
Science proves wrong.
Chloe, thank you for your message and thank you for being a great caller.
She is brilliant. But I would imagine, Chloe, even the most religious people would not believe that we all came from Adam and Eve.
We have a question to give away another Opinions Matter travel mug. What is that question, Jeremy? Everybody wants one of these travel mugs.
Yes, they do. The question, and I gave the answer actually about 15 minutes ago, if you want to rewind back the podcast, is what did I do on my communion day? I had great memories of my communion day. Where did my parents bring me? No expense spared, by the way.
Where did
my parents bring me for my communion day? You got to WhatsApp the answer to 085 825 26 26, and we will call someone tomorrow who will win the travel mug.
Okay, so once again, where was Jeremy taken for his first Holy Communion?
Once again, I've already said it twice.
First Holy Communion Day. Send a WhatsApp with your name and the answer to 085-825-2626. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Please follow us on your podcast platform. We'll catch you on the next one.